USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There are new details coming since the shooting deaths of two police officers and one paramedic in Minnesota. It happened after a domestic abuse call on Saturday in the city of Burnsville, about 15 miles outside Minneapolis.
Every day, we pray that they go home to their families. And today, that's not happening. We are all hurting.
Tanya Schwartz is the Burnsville police chief. Law enforcement sources say the suspected gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police say the suspect had several guns and opened fire from multiple points inside the home. The situation at the U.S. southern border continues to remain a problem with a surge in illegal immigrants. More now trying to enter through Southern California and Arizona. Texas Senator Ted Cruz joined Fox News.
We've seen an invasion at our southern border under Joe Biden. We've seen 10.4 million illegal immigrants.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham throwing his support now behind a new bipartisan foreign aid bill in the U.S. House, also offering a warning to Russia that the U.S. is not about to pull back its support of Ukraine. The South Carolina senator said recent news of Alexei Navalny's death at an Arctic Russian prison is also galvanizing more Western support once more.
So sure. If you're Putin, I want you to know we're not going to pull the plug on Ukraine. We're going to come after you. We're going to make your country a state sponsor of terrorism.
Graham on with CBS Face the Nation Sunday. A man considered the hip-hop Howard Stern tells ABC's This Week he is convinced a second Trump term would be bad news.
It's absolutely true. And it's mind-boggling to me that, you know, nobody is taking it as serious as I feel like they should.
At the same time, radio host Charlemagne the God referred to incumbent Joe Biden as an uninspiring candidate. This is USA News.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Joel Osteen's megachurch in Houston held Sunday services just 1 week after a woman entered the worship center and opened fire with a rifle.
As a church, we could shrink back. Man, it's dangerous. Let's hide our light. Let's just go under the radar. But this is a time to shine brighter than ever.
Genesee Moreno was shot and killed by off-duty law enforcement officers at Lakewood Church. Her 7-year-old son was also shot, but it's not clear by who. He remains in critical condition. A wave of gun violence gripped Birmingham, Alabama in recent days, claiming the lives of 7 people within a span of 24 hours. The Birmingham Police Department revealed a series of homicides that happened Thursday and Friday. In a sit-down interview about her new book and her late father, the daughter of Ronald Reagan was asked by an NBC News correspondent what the former Republican president would think about today's politics, particularly between the two major parties.
I think he'd be appalled, really, you know, and they used to have martinis together too.
Patty Davis says her dad and Democratic House Speaker at the time, Tip O'Neill, would have some intense public debates, but would always put the aggressiveness aside when it was time.
You know, it was like two lawyers battling it out in court and then going and having a drink together, you know. It was just more civilized.
Patty Davis's book, titled Dear Mom and Dad, is currently available both in-store and online. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.